There used to be a greenhouse at Oakland Cemetery, but now all that's left of the old Victorian structure is rubble. That's about to change, though, as the cemetery gets a new greenhouse, which will occupy the space where the old ruins now sit. The story actually starts at Zoo Atlanta. The zoo's expanding, and to make more room in Grant Park, the cyclorama is moving to the Atlanta History Center. But the plot of land where the Civil War mural is slated to go is presently occupied by a greenhouse.
So the greenhouse had to move or be bulldozed.
That's Oakland Cemetery's Director of Gardens, Sarah Henderson. The greenhouse is owned by the Buckhead Men's Garden Club.
And so the club called me and said, would you be interested in a greenhouse? And when we started doing the initial measurements and drawings, we discovered that it slips almost perfectly within the walls of our historic greenhouse. So it was clearly just kind of meant to be.
The structure measures 30 by 50 feet, and Henderson says it'll allow Oakland to offer gardening classes to the public. But you might be asking, why would a cemetery have a greenhouse in the first place? It turns out that back in the 19th century, when Oakland was built, families were completely responsible for caring for their loved ones' graves. That included any gardening, and the Victorians loved their gardens. But Henderson says they didn't think much of native species.
The Victorians adored flashy, showy plants, tropicals especially. One that I can definitely mention are bananas. We know that, you know, those were being used here at Oakland. I can actually walk out to the spot and say, this is where a banana was growing.
Henderson says it's stories like these the new greenhouse will allow Oakland to tell, not just about the 70,000 souls buried there, but about the cemetery itself in its heyday. The new greenhouse is expected to be fully erected by this week and operational this fall. Kate Sweeney, WABE.